Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes together as we share a subject I've entitled God's Ecclesia, God's Church, the Called Out Ones. And we spent yesterday laying a foundation in terms of what occurred in the life of one of the judges of Israel. This is found in Judges, the 13th through 16th chapter, and it regards the life and ministry of Samson. And I'd like to begin by just reading verses 18 and 19 from that verse 16. It says, he had fallen in love with a woman of the Philistines called Delilah, and the lords of the Philistines came to her and bribed her, basically said, we'll give you each of us 1,100 pieces of silver if you'll find out how is he so strong? And so she just continued and persevered until his endurance was finally broken down. And he shared everything. He shared the truth that he was a Nazarite from birth. His hair had never been cut. And so let me read verse 18. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath shown me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. What we would like to do with the Lord's help is see a comparison from the life of Samson to much of what has occurred in the modern church today. We know that God raised up judges to deliver his people Israel when they had disobeyed, and when they cried out to him, he sent judges. That's what the entire book of Judges is all about. And God has been merciful to his people whenever they've walked in holiness and repented of their sins and sought him with all of their heart. God favored them. He protected them. He gave deliverance from their enemies. But we see here an example of someone who was set apart by God. And once he met Delilah, he lost all sense of responsibility of who he was and God's plan and destiny for his life. Oh, he may have remembered it, but it was so, what we see here is a picture of someone who has reverted to compromise to the carnality of the world. And as we look at the church today, if you're aware of what is going on, and much of what I'm saying, it doesn't refer to the persecuted church or churches in other nations of the world, because some of them are so on fire. They're talking about sending evangelists here to this country to evangelize America. But how many times, think about this, Christians have lost their calling. They've lost their position. They've lost their opportunity to really be used of God to bless others because they refuse to accept their responsibility. He turned aside into the way of compromise because his flesh desired this woman Delilah. He believed he was in love, and she twisted him around her little finger so that he was held captive by the Philistines, made to grind in a mill, that his eyes were put out. And only at the end do we find him realizing what he had done and returned to a position before God of whom God had called him to be. And God honored his prayer. He forgave him, and that's true for all of us. But as we look around about us, and we're not to be judging the hearts of others, but we can see by their actions, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we see many that are immature in their service to God. Many are self-centered and selfish, and they throw tantrums. They're sickly, they're egotistical, they're lazy, unruly, rebellious, abusers of God's grace, altogether unprofitable for the kingdom of God. And in many cases, they're just playing a spiritual charade. And you say, well, Sister Glass, you're being rather harsh. But, you know, the Word of God tells us that there will be wolves in sheep's clothing. The Word of God warns us that in the latter times, perilous times shall come. Many shall depart from the faith. This isn't just my opinion or my going off on a tangent. It's what the Word of God tells us. And many, they're playing church, and they really can't come to the place where it really comes down to it in their heart. They don't want to serve God. If it's comfortable, if it's convenient, if it serves their purposes, oh yes, you know, if it gives them a standing in the community or acceptance, that's fine. But the pretense and the hypocrisy must be a stench in the nostrils of God. You see, by reading the scriptures, by reading the gospel, what Jesus' opinion were of the religious leaders of his day. Oh, there were some that had ears to hear, like Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. But most of them, he called blind leaders of the blind, and they're all going to fall in the ditch together. He used some of his most the strongest language, the harshest vocabulary against them, calling them sepulchers filled with dead man's bones. He was not sweet and mild and meek when it came to what they had done. He drove the money changers out of the temple twice at the beginning and end of his ministry. And so what do we see represented in Samson? Here was a man set aside from before his birth to be a servant of the Lord, yet he wound up putting his head in the lap of Delilah, who was a wicked person, who sold him out. She didn't love him for 1,100 pieces of silver. Samson not only sold his soul, but he sold his nation. Think about that. He not only suffered, but others suffered because of him. He had a tremendous calling on his life. And when we look at and apply it to our lives today, only God knows how many lives have suffered needlessly because Christians have refused to obey God. They've turned aside. They've gone to the left. They've gone to the right. They have not been faithful to serve him with all of their heart, with all of their soul, mind, and strength. The trouble with much of the church today, there's God's ecclesia, the called out ones, those who've been called out of the world, and then there's the Samson church, if you will. God's church is a church of power, a church of glory, a church of might, a church whereby the Spirit of the Lord motivates them and fills them, and they are doing the very things that Jesus said we would do, and even greater things. The church that Jesus sent out to do valiant exploits has become, in some circles and in some arenas, a Samson church. They have become enamored with the world. They've willingly aligned with the world. And as a result, the church in many, many places, they've been shorn of their power because they've been flirting with the world of iniquity. And they've compromise their position. You can't mix the church and the world, beloved. You can't mix the church with compromise and maintain the power that has been promised to it. Her locks have been cut, the church's locks, just as Samson's were cut by compromise. You know, I read something recently that just made my blood boil. A fellow minister was sharing it in his newsletter, and I think it's probably been in other places too. But there was a church in California, and the pastor, who'd been a pastor there for many years, put on the outside marquee some statements, one of which was, you know, homosexuality is still a sin and the Bible is still true. And this brother said, all but one family unanimously kicked this pastor out. the church board, I guess, voted him out after he had been there for many years. And beloved, my response, well, this, that, all right, give me the words, Lord. How can I say? And when you look at Scripture, those who are men and women of God have been called by God, not appointed by some church board. It is entirely unscriptural for the sheep to have to rule the shepherd. A true shepherd, a true pastor is compassionate, caring, laying down his life, the under shepherd, for the sheep under his authority. But beloved, the sheep are not to rule the pastor. And so, beloved, you know, I'm thinking back to, you know, Brother Glass, this ministry was started in 1965 by my husband. He was raised up out of poverty in Oklahoma, he was in ministry, but eventually came to California. Never have we been aligned with any particular denomination. This ministry has continued on for over 50 years because of the love gifts and free will offerings of God's people. And he used to have a saying, no one hired me and no one can fire me, because it was God's anointing on him, God's calling. And that is what has sustained and carried this ministry. And that is true for every single person who has been answering to the call of God and are walking in obedience and not fearing man, not compromising. Beloved, God is doing a work in his church. There are some who are hearing the call of the Spirit of God. Come ye out from among them, my people, and be not partaker of her sins. Well, as you can see, this is a pretty inflammatory subject, but whether or not you agree, this is truth, and I'm only interested in preaching the truth from God's word. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Well, my time has gone, and we will continue as we learn from the life of Samson, how he dearly suffered because he chose to compromise with the world and lost sight of that godly calling wherewith he had been called from before his birth. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Know that I pray for you every day, my radio family and my UCM partners. I'm so grateful for you, your faithfulness and love in the Spirit. And I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcement will give our contact information. And until now, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.